A few days a week, Earlville High School juniors and seniors sit down for their first class in what's called their college classroom. It's where they can take dual enrollment courses and get college credit if they pass. Last year, Earlville's graduating class was only 37 students, but they left with nearly a combined 200 college credit hours.
Because we are a textbook, low-income, small country school, that we're kind of proud of all the different opportunities that we can offer the kids.
Earlville's principal is Jeanette Fruit. They're able to offer those courses through their partnership with Illinois Valley Community College. They even have a dual-credit lifetime fitness course. IVCC just had to approve the weight room, the curriculum, and made sure they got some new treadmills. Like around 200 other Illinois high schools, they don't offer AP coursework. Fruit says they don't have anything against AP. Her district just prefers dual enrollment's direct line to college and the technical career opportunities for people that don't want to go on to a four-year school. Dual credit courses can also be much cheaper than normal college classes through these community college partnerships. At IVCC, it only costs $5 per semester for students who get free or reduced lunch. At Kishwaukee College, it's free.
And even AP, the cost of the test is significantly less than the cost of tuition. So it's not only getting ready for college, it's saving money for college.
That's Kishwaukee College President Lori Borowitz. They're on the other end of many of those dual enrollment agreements. With community college enrollment dropping steadily over the past decade, dual credit has been a bright spot. In the last year, Kish says they've increased their dual credit in high schools by more than 20%. But unlike the fitness teacher at Earlville, not every school has teachers certified to be college-level instructors. The solution for Genoa Kingston High School was to contract out Kishwaukee professors to come in and teach a class in their school. There are students back at Earlville who take a math dual credit class online during their normal study hall. And there's one student who drives down to IVCC after lunch to take classes in person. So when they walk across the stage to grab their high school diploma, there's an associate degree slipped inside too. But issues still remain with dual credit and AP programs. For example, with AP, all Illinois public universities must accept a passing grade for credit, but that's not guaranteed at private schools. There are also those in education who are concerned that AP and especially dual credit has blurred the line between high school and higher ed, and in effect, lowered standards for what is deemed college ready. Along with all that, there are also racial gaps persisting within both AP and dual credit.
Our data shows that only about 2% of programs in the country are representative of the demographics in their building.
That's Sasha Rapkin. He's chief program officer at Equal Opportunity Schools. They work inside schools to try to fix AP program disparities. They're currently working with 45 different high schools in Illinois, along with partnering with the Illinois State Board of Education.
We often say in our work that opportunity precedes achievement.
They collect data through student and faculty surveys and then use that to identify where they can target underserved students. And as for the relaxed standard argument, at least in AP, they say bringing in new students doesn't lead to lower pass rates or a drop in average grades. Back at Earlville, Fruit believes their dual credit program has been successful because it's become ingrained in the school's culture. Rapkin says there are many cases where students don't know these programs are offered or somehow think they don't belong in them.
I think at some level this really is about creating some urgency around the idea that there are opportunities available to schools where they are literally right across the hall from the education they deserve.
Last year, then-Governor Bruce Rauner signed a measure letting Illinois high school students enroll in an unlimited number of dual-credit courses. I'm Peter Medlin.